I'm going to open up the week with a couple of, well, a few broadcast, rebroadcasts. We're going to talk addictions, recycling, and on Tuesday, music. Up first, Dr. Stephanie Brown talking specifically about children of alcoholics. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so good to have you all with us because our guest is really going to take us someplace where we need to be when it comes to a better knowledge, a better understanding of what it really means to live as a child of an alcoholic parent. There are so many dynamics in there that if you haven't lived through it, you really wouldn't know what to expect, what to think about. And sometimes, and this is, I guess, probably the bigger surprise, that an adult can actually be living out some of that syndrome that they experience as a child of an alcoholic parent as an adult, even though they're no longer living with that parent. Well, the person who's going to help us really grab that, get an understanding of what that is like, is Dr. Stephanie Brown. She runs the Addictions Institute, which is founded on the established research and treatment theories that she has come up with. She is internationally regarded for the work that she does in the area of addictions and really works to bring about the integration of family systems and development of perspectives to help understand childhood and adult difficulties that are related to addiction and recovery. We're going to be telling you more about her as we go throughout this discussion. I do want to remind you she is internationally recognized for the outstanding work that she's done in the area of addictions. And Dr. Brown, it is good to have you on board with us. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
I tell you what, this is really going to be an enlightening conversation for us. And I guess we'll get started with taking a look at, since we're focusing specifically on adult children of alcoholics, maybe a focus on what alcoholism is, and then from there, what it means to really live, what the person who is the alcoholic is going through.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to give you a general definition of alcoholism, which also applies to addictions of all kinds.
Okay.
And there are many, many, many different kinds of addictions. What is fundamental to alcoholism is a loss of control. The individual cannot predictably, consistently stop drinking once started. And the loss of control defines the experience because the individual, no matter the attempts, can no longer be in control of the use of it. There are a couple of other experiences that go along with alcoholism, and that is the development of what's called tolerance. That occurs in the brain, it's believed, and that is when you need more and more of the same substance, in this case alcohol, to produce the same effect. So people who are developing an addiction are going to find that they need to have three drinks instead of two to get the same buzz. And then that continues until a point that you reach a peak, and then you have what's called decreasing tolerance. And that is actually a sign of advanced alcoholism. And that's when, on one particular occasion, you might drink and drink and drink and never feel it, just don't feel it anymore. But on the next occasion, you have one drink, and you are completely drunk and out of control. In between are all the problems, the pain, the consequences of alcoholism for the individual and those close to that person.
You mentioned the consequences, Dr. Brown. A lot of times, well, consequences and the problems with the brain. And when you mentioned the brain, this isn't just a situation that involves attitude. The person just says, well, I'm just going to keep drinking. I don't care what anyone says. There are consequences that bring about pain that this person is dealing with, even though it may not look like it from the outside, from people who are kind of on the outside looking in.
Right. Addiction is, you know, fundamentally a war within the self. One part of the individual is fighting against the other part of the individual. And that battle is raging around the issue of whether or not I'm in control. Do I have the power? Can I stop? And it always boils down to that war within the person, even though the consequences spill over into the individual's life with other people, and as we're going to get to, definitely within the family.
Wow. So this is truly a battle.
It's a battle. Absolutely. And I will just plug in right at this point, now that, you know, our understanding of addiction started with alcohol centuries ago. Alcohol's always been around. But, you know, we have a much more recent understanding of other kinds of addictions, addictions to other kinds of illicit drugs, but also now prescription medications and addiction to behaviors rather than substances, gambling, sexuality, and, of course, eating. There's an epidemic of addiction issues related to food. So, and the brain is believed to be engaged in every one of these different kinds of addictions, so that internal battle is now experienced by millions of people in relation to all kinds of issues and substances.
That's so alarming. You know, you mentioned eating, and we know that there is an epidemic, I guess it's considered an epidemic now, of obesity. And so when we're talking about roughly 50% of our nation, and I know that this is a problem worldwide, but just looking at America, almost 50% of our nation being either overweight or obese, we're not just looking at people who are just eating too much or even just hormones. We're looking at some malfunctions of the brain.
Absolutely. And, you know, in my view, the country is out of control in many ways. And maybe the most obvious is with food, as you are saying, the percentage is so high. But the reality of the addiction is that people can't stop. And that's it That's what it means.
Wow. Can't stop. Loss of control.
Loss of control.
Well, one of the things that I guess would be, I guess you could consider it a fair question, and that would be the start. You know, the person begins to eat too much. You know, they haven't put on that extra 30 pounds yet, but they're just beginning to overeat, or they're just beginning to drink, or they're just beginning to experiment with marijuana, whatever the drug might be. What role comes into play when we look at the start of this cycle that brings about so much pain? You know, what leads to some of these different addictions, the overindulgence with sex, the overindulgence with food, the person deciding that they're going to drink the alcohol and soon they're overindulging? What gets them started with these things that become addictive in the first place?
Well, that's what a great question, and multiple reasons. One is that, you know, that certainly with alcohol, let's go back to that, the sense of privilege. People look at drinking or taking other pills or eating as an entitlement. In a sense, I want to celebrate or I want to feel better. People are taking medications of all kinds with the idea that it, you know, it's out there and I deserve to feel better. As soon as you look outside of yourself to treat your feelings, whether it's for celebration, to treat anxiety, depression, to take something to help yourself go to sleep, and then as soon as you begin to look outside, because it's there, why not? We can have it. Then it sets in motion. The belief system is that I can take something and I will feel better. And that really reinforces the belief in our culture that we have the power to be able to control how we feel. We can change our moods. We can have what we want when we want it. So that underlying entitlement is very much a part of the culture. And I look at that as a part of what's really out of control in the whole American culture. Now, let me add another. Going back to children of alcoholics, being out of control yourself or living with somebody else who's out of control with alcohol or all the other things we're talking about, that experience becomes what we call a trauma for everybody involved. And what a trauma means is that, again, somebody is threatened with loss of control. That loss of control is so key. The field of trauma, which really describes children of alcoholics and living in an alcoholic family system, the field of trauma began in the 1940s looking at earthquakes and fire, natural disasters, war, and it's grown in the last 60, 70 years, really to include an understanding of what happens in families where there is a chronic loss of control. Danger. Of course, the worst that can happen is violence. Tremendous, horrible experiences for children growing up with parental alcoholism, drug abuse, and loss of control.
We will look a lot more when we get back at what that loss of control means to the family, to the children in particular, not only as young children, but later on as adult children. You all stay with us. Dr. Stephanie Brown, as I mentioned, has really been doing some outstanding work in this field. As a matter of fact, she actually founded the Alcohol Clinic at Stanford University Medical Center in 1977. And she developed the dynamic model of alcoholism recovery and its application to the long-term treatment of all members of an alcoholic family. We'll be talking about the family as soon as we come back. Stay with us.